Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage, enjoy yourself.
I don't even know where to start. That's one less place I can begin. Would you die alone for your heart?
Yeah!
You're not alone, so listen, baby. Sha-da-da-da-da, there's something on a wall. That'll be the next layer. La-la-la-la-la, put your heart on your sleeve. That shirt looks nice with the buttons on.
All right, that funky little number was played by Stevie Dinner from Atlanta, Georgia, from the album Mystery Flavor. That was the song Card Decline for Pizza and Wine. Oh, the worst. And that song goes out to my pal, Shobin, from, and the whole crew at Black Dog Video on Canby Street. I used to work there many years ago, and Shobes is leaving town. She's going to Montreal. Frequent guest of the show, friend of the show, so. So safe travels, Shobes, and good luck in Montreal. Great music scene there. You will feel you will be right at home. I'm sure it's going to be great. And shouts to the rest of the Black Dog folk. They're all great people. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a special phone interview with Johnny Payne of the Shilohs. They are releasing a new album, and they're playing at the Fortune Sound Club tonight to celebrate that. And in addition to being in a great band, Johnny is an excellent all-around human being. He has amazing style, He works at Zulu, so he may be a familiar face if you see him. And he's just a swell person, so it's exciting that he's going to give us a call. Also on today's show, a few new songs from Alex Calder, Beelines, Freak Heat Waves, bunch of great stuff. So you're in for a treat for the next hour, if I do say so myself. First up, we're going to listen to some Blood Orange from New York. This is Mr. Dev Hines' pseudonym. I guess it's mostly just him. And I sort of snoozed on his album last year, Cupid Deluxe. But this song is on a soundtrack for a new movie called Palo Alto, and it has a cool new video out for it, so it sort of came back to my attention. But Blood Orange is very, very good. And so we're going to listen to the song You're Not Good Enough. Kind of a mean song, but a great song at that. Here we go. Here is Blood Orange.
Friday, June 27th, Dean Wareham comes to the Biltmore Cabaret featuring special guest Jody Glenham. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, go to deanwareham.com.
American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995, Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com.
Hey, folks.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got to
All right, that was ELO from many years back. Let's just say that. The song Evil Woman, that goes out to my friend Rob, who had his birthday on the weekend and absolutely demolished that song at karaoke. I have a bit of an ELO-shaped hole in my knowledge and love of 70s music. I didn't really know much about ELO, but I heard that song and I liked it a lot. And, you know, I've gotten the greatest hits now and I'm running through that. One man who I'm sure knows a lot about ELO and all sorts of 70s bands is Mr. Johnny Payne. Hello, Johnny.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good, Duncan. I like that ELO, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Face the Music.
Great karaoke.
70, I don't know, 4?
I think so. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew you would know which year that was from.
I don't know the exact year. I love that album, though. It also has Strange Magic. Great song.
So I'm speaking to you for a number of reasons, but the biggest one is that you're in a band called The Shilohs, and you guys are putting out a new record.
That's right. Well, it's already out.
It's out, of course. But
we're just having a really late record release party.
Yeah. So tell me about the record. It's a self-titled record.
Uh-huh.
And
that's right.
Yeah. What are you going? What were you guys going for with this record?
You know, same as the last one, but more violins.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Dan's writing songs now, so the three of us, there's three songwriters. It's kind of a Crosby, Stills, Nash kind of, no. Not like that. It's a pop rock record.
Yeah.
With singing and lots of guitars and melodies and harmonies and instruments. It sounds like our last one, So Wild, yeah. But maybe a bit more realized.
Right.
Mature. I don't know. All the cliches.
That's
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Different.
You gave it 110%, and you just take it one album
exactly.
at a time.
We got out there, you know, you put pucks on net, good things happen.
And you recorded part of this at Mushroom Studios.
That's right.
That must have been like right at the end.
That's right. Yeah, we were, I think, the last band to do, like, an official session there. I think they had some kind of, like, goofy send-off,
there was a
recording day there with bands after, but we were the last kind of, like, real record made there, which was pretty special because, you know, there's all the ghosts of Ann and Nancy Wilson and Robert Plant in there and Chilliwack and Loverboy.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, it's so beautiful in there, man. That room, that is just a shame, you know. Yeah. It just sounds so good, and they even built the floors to reverberate a certain way so that drums sounded right, and all the angles in the ceiling, there's like engineers in there when they built it, and those reverb chambers. It's just like a beautiful place with all this amazing equipment they had, and yeah, you know, now it's like some office or something, like where like people like who like, you know, office workers for McDonald's sit in there or something and like call around to different McDonald's to see how business is doing or something. I don't know if that's true. Don't quote me on that.
I won't. And then the rest of the time you were at JCDC.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's like they're above the, like the old paint shop now. Is that on Hastings?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's kind of in the same building in the back. Ted Harris paints there. Yeah. It's great. You know, they've got an awesome space, but that was definitely a kind of a cool contrast because Mushroom is pretty slick, you know?
Yeah.
There's like the side rooms with like big screen TVs and you can play like Call of Duty and stuff. And, and like we'd find Dave Carswell in there when we were like, hey, we're ready to do another take. And then he wouldn't be in the control room and I'd find him in there playing like Grand Theft Auto and stuff. But, you know, and then they have kind of like studio hands that come around and like bring you water and stuff, you know, Mushroom, which is really funny, which is different where like, you know, like Ted Harris, you're like drinking out of a hose or something.
Yeah. But, you know,
so that was nice. We got a bit of both.
Yeah. But you have your feet in both worlds.
East Van and West Van.
Exactly.
It's all over the city. We made this record. We've been all over town, this band.
And you guys are getting ready to go out on tour in July.
That's right.
And you're going with the Fresh and Onlys. That's pretty great. How did you guys hook up with them?
We played a barbecue in Denver. There's this festival in Denver called UMS that's kind of like, you know, South by Southwest of Denver.
Okay.
And our friends in Tennis, that band, lived down there.
Right.
And they weren't officially playing the festival, but they had this like barbecue, and a bunch of bands played, and we played, and Tim Cohen's Magic Trick band played, which is like his other band from the Fresh and Onlys. And we just had one of those great days, you know, hung out in the sun, and
yeah.
He really liked the band, and we had a great time. And then when we played San Francisco with Real Estate, he came to the show and kind of hit it off. And then I just texted him and said, "Do you want to go on tour?" And he said, "Yes." That was it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you're doing mostly the West Coast, I think?
No West Coast.
No West Coast.
Just
sorry.
Pacific Northwest, and then we head straight like to the Midwest and East Coast Canada, and then down to New York, and then down all the way to the South, and then up, and then to end in Denver.
That's awesome.
But no California this time.
Those are, if you know, for Vancouver bands, those are pretty easy jaunts. You can make another one of those soon.
Exactly. Yeah. I actually thought that the East Coast, I was excited because the drives are usually a lot shorter over there, you know? But then I looked at the itinerary, and there's still a bunch of like 7-hour drives, and Ben and I are the only one with driver's licenses.
No.
Really sucks.
So you two are the grown-ups, and you
little
have to do
word of advice to any of you listeners out there in bands: get a driver's license and help out your brothers or sisters.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And what kind of ride are you guys gonna have on this tour?
Some kind of van. I think we're just gonna rent like a minivan.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like a Dodge Caravan or something.
Yeah. Treat yourself. That sounds good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really like getting, if we rent something, I like it to have satellite radio.
Of course.
Because otherwise, then you just go to like the 90s channel, you know what I mean, and just let it play. Like goofy nostalgia stuff really goes a long way when you're in a van for 8 hours.
It sure does.
You just crack up when you hear like old Soundgarden songs and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, anything to help you get through.
Yeah. Totally.
And so you mentioned Tennis. I saw Tennis on TV a couple years back, and they were wearing a Shiloh shirt on TV.
Yeah,
on,
that was hilarious.
Jimmy Fallon or something.
Yeah, I forget. I think it might have been the Tonight Show.
Or maybe.
Not.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
It was network
US
James, television.
See, at that time, we had done a couple shows with them. And yeah, James, the drummer for Tennis, they're all the most wonderful people in the world, and their new record is so good too. You guys need to go. I'm not sure if the full length album is officially out.
Okay.
They put on an EP. It's so good. But James is the most hilarious guy you'll ever meet. And yeah, he just texted me and was like, "I'm playing the Tonight Show tonight. Like, send me FedEx me a Shiloh's T-shirt in like the next day, and I'll wear it." So we made one and sent it to him.
That's amazing. You made a shirt. You didn't have one. You just like got it together.
No, we just made one that said the Shiloh Vancouver Band. It'd be like the easiest advertisement. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nick, my boss at Zulu, said it should have said the Shiloh's the best little whorehouse in Vancouver or something like that. I forget what it
is. Well, you're going back on tour. You got to sell some merch on this tour. So
yeah.
There you go. And then you put out a 7-inch last year that you mentioned touring with Real Estate, and it was one of the guys from Real Estate that put that out for you.
Yeah, Mon Danley.
Yeah.
Yeah. We played a show here with them, and we played the first two songs in our set at the Biltmore were Private Lives and English Roads. And then Matt emailed me the next day and said, "Will you put out a 7-inch of the first two songs you played at the show?" And we hadn't recorded them, and so we went to JCDC and cut the record, and then
bang
that was it. He put it out, and all this other stuff sort of came from that, I guess.
That's great. You guys must be very charming. Well, you are very charming. Like, you just, all these indie bands see you for one song, and then they want to be your best friends. It's great.
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess it's a Canadian thing or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We're goofy guys. You know? We like to joke around.
It's true. It's true. So you've got this tour, and then what's the rest of your summer looking like? Maybe a little
Not really any plans band-wise yet, you know? I'm hoping to come back in August and enjoy the summer in Vancouver a little bit. Maybe
a little softball?
Hang around here, eat some hot dogs and stuff. Maybe catch a Canadiens game with you, Duncan. I don't know. You didn't invite me, but I'm just saying, like, I'm free if you want to go.
I'm going to be off most of August, so we'll get a nooner for sure.
Sounds good. And but yeah, band wise, nothing really. We got a bunch of new songs, so we'll make a new record. I don't know, fall, winter, something like that.
Awesome.
And keep writing stuff. I need to work harder on writing songs. I've been getting a bit lazy.
Doesn't look like it, but if you
say
so.
Well, I know, right? But that's a big facade. I bank so many songs. Like, when I go on a roll, I bank a bunch, and then it's like...
You just dish them
out. I don't write any for, like, 6 months, and then I feel like, oh, you suck, man, you know? And then you just kick yourself back into high gear, hopefully.
Well, you look like you're always in high gear from a distance, so...
Wow, thanks, man. You're too kind, man.
Tonight,
and hey, I see all your pictures on Instagram of your family, and it looks like you've just got a wonderful life these days, Duncan. Let me say
it's pretty sweet. I'm a pretty lucky guy.
You seem like a happy guy. You always have, but
thanks, Johnny.
Adrian from Apollo Ghost, like, he just texted me because Cool is playing the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just texted me, and he's like, have fun on Duncan's show. He's the karaoke king.
Oh, we...
and I was like, what do you mean? Because I thought he was implying that I would have to do some kind of, like, on-air karaoke.
Well, I didn't know how to bring this up, but you're on the spot.
Shut up. I thought maybe that was, like, some shtick you did, you know what I mean? That would be good, man. You could, like, cue up the track and get the people to sing, like, over the phone.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
By accident, we've come up with this awesome new little bit of shtick for my show.
You heard it here. And, like, honestly, like, you don't have to pay me or anything, but you just have to call it, like, the Johnny Payne phone-in karaoke segment.
You got it. Okay, that's going to start up next month. I got to sort of do some logistics work. Adrian and I sang It's Not Unusual together on Saturday night at karaoke. Ooh. And it was wonderful.
Did you do the little dance like the Carlton?
Yes, we did. Of course. How could you not? Once those beats hit you, you got to move to it. But I had kind of a rough first song. I sang Highway Star by Deep Purple, and I just kind of went too deep, and Adrian was like, I'll get you back on your feet. We're gonna sing It's Not Unusual together. So he lifted me up, and we knocked it out of the park. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Highway Star. That's an ambitious fight.
I bit off a lot.
Chew on.
Yep. But tonight you are playing a show of your own. You guys are playing with Cool at Fortune Sound Club.
That's right. Yep.
What time? What time should people get down there so they catch all the action?
Doors at 8:00. There's this band called Late Spring that was a late addition that I've actually never seen before. But they're going to play at about 9:30, I think, and then Cool 10:30, and then us 11:30.
Beautiful.
Don't know the exact to the minute set times yet, right. But something like that.
Yeah.
Doors at 8:00. Show at 9:00.
Sounds great. And you'll have copies of the record there.
Duncan,
sorry.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something right now?
Yeah, just you and me? Yeah, sure.
This is off the record, right?
Yeah, no one else is listening.
Last year we had an album release party,
yeah,
and we didn't have the LPs in time because they got delayed because there's this oligopoly in the world where there's only like 3 pressing plants and they have all the power, these people, because everybody's effing record is on their thing, and they're just like, they got 1,000 records to press, and you call and you're like, it's been a month, we need our record, why can't we get it? And they're like, we'll get to it when we get to it, like, whatever, and there's nothing you can do. So last year our record wasn't there in time, and this year it won't be either. Can you believe it?
I'm so sorry,
we've
pal.
Got the CDs, and we've got a thing that you can, like, fill out or something, and then you can
pre-order.
It'll work, you know.
Yeah.
You can, like, write your name, and then we'll mail you one, and I'll even, like, put some lipstick on and kiss it or something. But unfortunately, we won't have the LPs, but we'll have our old LPs,
yeah,
other things. It'll still be a great show, and the LP's going to come eventually. I was pretty upset, but what can you do?
Exactly. You gotta roll with it. And the whole album's up on theshilohs.bandcamp.com. And you'll have your Shiloh's Best Little Whorehouse in Vancouver t-shirts for sale, so it'll all work out.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to hear the song Student of Nature.
Okay.
And you wrote this song?
I did.
Had a couple of friends sing on it, too?
That's right. Larissa Loiva, and Olivia Featherston.
Yeah, your old bandmate.
My former cronies from Fanshawe.
Yeah.
That's right. But, you know, if you need to... two top-notch ace girl backup singers.
You cannot.
I always know I can call on them. They came to Mushroom and did it in about 40 minutes, and it sounded beautiful.
Pros. They're pros.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Johnny. This was a really fun phone call.
Thanks, man.
Have a great time tonight. And you guys are also playing a couple of shows in town in July at the Electric Owl.
That's right. Yeah, I should totally plug that. We're doing the Fresh and Elise tour, but there's a Vancouver show next month, too, at the Electric Owl. That's going to be awesome. And we'll probably have the records there, so maybe that can also be our record release party.
And then Cat Solano Festival the next day, too.
And Cat Solano, too. We're the first band to play because we have to drive to Seattle that night to play a show. So we're going to play Cat Solano at 12:30.
Well, that's a great way to kick off the festival.
So grab your breakfast burrito and and come hang out.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Johnny, and
thanks,
have a great time tonight.
All the best, man.
Yeah, you too. Here is the Shilohs with Student of Nature.
Collages and papers. She's half a page in the New York Times. It's so easy.
Thank you.
notice that your looks go either way. Our habits so hard to break. Thank you.
American indie rock band Veruca Salt returns, performing together with all four original members for the first time since 1995, Tuesday, June 24th at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests The Echo Friendly. Tickets available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit verucasalt.com.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Right, that was Johnny Payne's other former Fanshawe bandmate, Shane Turner, who also records under the name Brave Parents. And that's from his new record. It's called Someone to Jump. That was the song Don't Ask. Good job, Shane Turner. Before that, we heard Alex Calder from Montreal, formerly of Makeout Videotape, the song Life Purpose, featuring Caitlin Loney from Free Love Fenner. And that's from a new album he's put out called Strange Dreams, which at least it claims on Bandcamp that it is a Edmonton Oilers concept album. I do not know enough about the Edmonton Oilers to verify that, but I'm going to send it over to my good friend Luke Meat, the resident Oilers expert, and see what he has to say. Before that, we heard Donovan Blanc with a new song out on Captured Tracks. That was the song Mina Menina. Nice. And at the top, we heard the Shilohs from their new self-titled album. That was the song Student of Nature. And a lovely song it was. They're playing tonight at Fortune Sound Club with Cool. It'll be a great time. And then they're playing again in July at the Electric Owl and at the Catalano Street Festival, which has all of their the bands are announced for that now. Lots of great local bands, and it's a free show out in Kitsilano. You know, make a bike ride of it. Get out there, enjoy the sun. It should be a great time. About 12 minutes left. We're going to play some new B-Lines. B-Lines have a new single out, well, new album out called Opening Band, and this is the title track. And they hopefully have made their way to Sled Island, happening in Calgary right now. Lots of Vancouver bands out there. I know it called for heavy rain again, which is the terrible news given the flood that happened last year and almost destroyed the city. Yeah, it seems like things are not as dire this year, and I hope everyone at Sled Island has a safe and fun time. Okay? Here is Opening Band by the great B-Lines.
Coming with opening band.
All right. That was... damn it. Almost got it without it going to the next track. That was Fountain from Victoria, from their cassette, self-titled cassette, Fountain, Jesus 99, the song. And before that, Open Relationship from their EP from a couple years back, Born Weird, the song Public. Really nice. Lay of the land around Victoria, all the sights. They're both playing a show on their way home from Sled Island here in town at Guys and Dolls on Main Street, and that's next Tuesday, so check it out. Before that, we heard Freak Heat Waves, who were just in town. They have a new album out, or a new single, called Birth of Venus, and we heard the B-side, Void Air Lashing. And at the top, we heard Beelines with the song... Opening Band from the album, Opening Band. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Johnny for calling in. I hope you can make it down to the Fortune Sound Club tonight to go see them. But if not, you know, try to see them in the future. They're a really fun band. And I'll be back next week. In the meantime, you can check out the podcast at CIDR.ca, and you can check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I will be updating it today. Close things out with a label mates of the Beelines on Hockey Dad Records, the band Bloggers. Sort of, I don't know a lot about them. Bloggers is a difficult search term, but they're sort of this infamous band that recorded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, and there's a new compilation out called Sign of the Times. So we're going to listen to the song Map of the Stars, and that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks all. See you next week. Here we go. Here are Bloggers, Map of the Stars.
My car broke down. Whoa! Maps of the stars, maps of the stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Maps of the stars, maps of the stars. You can drive there in your car from Hollywood Boulevard. Maps of the stars, I've seen maps of the stars. I've seen maps of the stars. I see the maps to the stars. I see masters and slaves going to raves. I've seen Captain and his son pillaging the sun of the star of the cap of the black leather bat in the carrier's suitcase. I've seen a little tin fruit cup. I've seen maps of the stars. I've seen celebrities, cars, I've seen them. Maps of the stars, you can get there, you try hard, but you'll need to follow the street sign. Maps of the stars, how you can get there from Hollywood Boulevard. Whoa, I am masters and slaves. Masters and slaves. I cleaned his house for 70 days. Masters and slaves. Masters and slaves.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.